Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
Threshing time in McIntosh County, 1926, and the thresherman, Gottlieb Bundewald, was in the field. A young bundle pitcher, a neighbor from just a mile away, 16 years old, Christian Lux, hailed the thresherman to collect wages for work he had done, and things went badly from there. Witnesses disagreed what was said and done, and the parties disputed vehemently. This narrative comes to me from Shirley Fisher Aaron's masterly work, The Central Dakota Germans, Their History, Language, and Culture. Aaron's recounts an interview with a woman in Ashley who told the story of a deathbed confession. It seems one farmer sued another in a dispute about threshing and prevailed. The losing party appealed to the state Supreme Court, but lost there, too. The two parties remained at odds for 3 years until the plaintiff party lay dying. In the presence of his pastor and his antagonist, he confessed to having falsified evidence. All was forgiven, and for the first time in 3 years, the pastor administered Holy Communion to the old enemies. Gottlieb Bundewald was one of these parties. The other was not young Christian Lux, but rather his father, Jakob Lux, who died in 1932. With benefit of additional documentation, here is their story. Christian Lux had done some work for Bundewald at the agreed rate of $3 a day. When he came to collect, Bundewald said, well, he had worked a day and a quarter and gave him a check for $4. Young Lux said he had worked 2 3/4 days and was due $8 and a quarter. Between then and the time the check was cashed, someone altered the numerical amount on it to $8. The written amount, $4, however, still appeared. The bank cashed the check for $8. When it cleared, Bundewald was incensed. He talked with the old man, Jakob Lutz, but to no avail. So he took the matter to the state's attorney for McIntosh County, asked him to help get his money back. The attorney investigated, told Bundewald that he could not help with the civil action, but there might be a criminal case, and drew up a complaint against Christian Lux for felony forgery. Bundewald took this to a justice of the peace, swore the complaint. Christian Lux was arrested, charged, freed on bond. A jury trial ensued at the great Beaux Arts McIntosh County Courthouse, at which most facts were agreed upon, although interpreters were involved. The key point of disagreement was who had altered the check. Bundewald said Christian Lux did it. Lux said Bundewald did it, at his insistence, in the field. The jury believed Lux and found him not guilty. Or possibly the members simply declined to convict the kid in what appeared to have been a spite case. It was well known and shown at trial. There was long-standing bad blood between the two neighbor families. Lux turned around and filed a $10,000 civil suit against Bundewald for malicious prosecution. The jury awarded him $1,000. Bundewald appealed to the state Supreme Court, which upheld the judgment. So things stood until that deathbed confession in 1932. I think I know what happened, based on how family economics worked in those days. Neither Gottlieb Bundewald nor Christian Lux altered the check. Young Lux took the check back home to his father, who fixed it and took it to the bank. I will say further, the state's attorney had no business facilitating charges in the case. The bank had no business cashing the check, and the pastor should have settled the matter long before it got to the deathbed. Those were human mistakes. In her book, though, Shirley Fisher Aarons makes much of the importance of community among the Germans from Russia. It was the old men, Lux and Bundewald, who violated that fundamental value. It was a good thing they both got absolution.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.